Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. I'm Adam Scherz, and I want to help lead us in a time of Thanksgiving. I'm so glad that you are here, and hopefully in the last week there's been some kind of opportunity for Thanksgiving. And yesterday in spin class, I was on the bike, and about 20 minutes into it, I decided that I would never eat dressing again in my entire life. So those of you who are still celebrating Thanksgiving and having some meals today, a little warning to you, you might want to hold back, but I hope you had the chance to thank God in the midst of all the activities of the last week. And today we want to come back to that and do what the scripture says to do in that scripture that we've come to a couple times already today, to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. That tells me a couple of things. It tells me that Thanksgiving is possible in the midst of whatever circumstances that we have, and there's power in bringing gratitude into every aspect of life, whatever we're facing. It tells me that it kind of doesn't just happen, that it's something that we need to do, to be intentional about, and we're going to do that today. And it tells me that when we are able to be grateful in the midst of every circumstance and whatever we face, that we find that there's enough grace for everything. In anything that we're up against, good and bad, that God is enough. And that's described in the Bible as a Thanksgiving as a way of life, a Eucharistic way of life, we might say. And that Eucharist is one word for communion. And we're going to come to communion today, sort of ground everything we do today in our gratitude for God and his grace for us. But we also want to tell some stories, and we thought we might do something different today, take this opportunity and to give thanks through some of the stories of people in our church family here who've experienced God's work in the last year. And so what we're going to do is get into a few stories. All three of these are on video. And a couple of them are stories we captured earlier in the year, but they have an update or some sort of news that goes with it that has to do with gratitude or Thanksgiving. And all three of them have something to do with Thanksgiving, in fact. One of them we captured this week. A family came to us and said, we want to tell the church and tell God that we're thankful. And we felt like this would be a good Sunday to do that. And I think all three of these stories will help us get in touch with doing the thing that we want to do, which is to give thanks. So after each story, we're going to take the chance and not just talk about giving thanks, but actually give thanks. So I want to invite you into that today, into a spirit of gratitude, so that we can give thanks to the Lord, for he's good. His love does endure forever, and there's great power when we stay in touch with that truth. So first, back in the spring, Jim Madison came to Broadway with a friend and signed up for the Alpha course. Alpha gave Jim a place to talk about faith. Actually, he would say his lack of faith, a no-pressure environment to wrestle and to talk through things. And Alpha became a life-transforming event for Jim. And that, with the entrance into a community of love and support, became the step that Jim needed to cross over the line of faith. So I want to show you Jim's story. You may remember it from earlier in the spring, but after he tells his story in his own words, I'll give you a little update on what's happened since then. So let's watch together.
So I'm a skateboarder. I'm an artist. And now I'm a Christian. So that's where I'm at right now. Hi, I'm Jim Madison, and this is my story. The first night in Alpha was pretty rough, because I remember one of the first things I said, I have no faith at all. And you know, I'm just here to learn I went in not wanting to prove to myself that I was right in not believing. That's what I said. I have no faith. My struggle has always been, I believed, you know, Jesus did walk the earth. I thought it was more or less just tall tales, almost like a folk hero. And, you know, Jesus has always been a hero to me. I think I've just never been able to really grasp him being the Son of God. So when I would go to Alpha and learn about Jesus and this, that, and the other, it was just like the weirdest, strangest coincidences that would happen before going in or what I was thinking. It was like everything was being answered. And it was stacking up too strange to ignore. And then it got to the point to where I was having a harder time not thinking that he wasn't the Son of God. And I know he was resurrected. And that's all it took. It's so weird because, like, I've been through two divorces I've had a good life. You know, it's not over. That's what's so awesome about it. But, like, you know, right now, things are better than ever. And that's when I discovered it. Now, with the Bible study, when I would get really low, or whatever, I've been to therapy, this, that, and the other, but it's when I didn't need to, it's when I didn't need Jesus, felt like I didn't need him, that's when I discovered it, you know, and it just gave me a peace, and I was happy, but I wasn't, like, really at peace, you know, mm-hmm. And now I feel comfortable in saying 100% that he has a plan for me, and even when things get bad, he still has good intentions for me. And I'm excited to do his work, whatever that might be. And I feel like I've been doing it. I feel like I have been doing it, like it's been there. I feel like this is a whole, you know, whole story, you know.
Why do you want to be baptized?
Because I feel like that kind of, like, is a new beginning. It kind of, like, just... It just takes me to that. It just washes away everything, and it's just like a new beginning. That's the best way I can describe it. I'm very excited about it. And I'm not scared, but I'm afraid I'm going to, like, cry like a baby when I'm in there. I don't know. You know? Am I going to scream? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I had no idea. So...
So some of you who are old enough to get the analogy, we'll do Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story. If you're below the age of, like, what? I don't even want to guess. 30, you don't have no idea what I just said. But there used to be a radio program that would tell you the rest of the story. And the rest of the story for Jim is that this is continued. So he talks about being excited about being baptized. And on Pentecost Sunday, the Sunday we celebrate the Holy Spirit's gift to us in the church and God's presence with us, Jim was baptized, and we have a couple pictures to update that part of the story that was exciting. And this next picture, I think, actually does capture the joy of that moment that he was describing. He didn't cry like a baby, but I was this close because it was just such a cool moment. And then a little bit more of the rest of the story is that Jim texts me, like, if not every week, sometimes multiple times in a day, sometimes several days in a row, at least once a week, I get a text from Jim, and it might be about something he's read or something he's seen or a sermon that he's preached or the sunrise that I preached or the sunrise in the morning or whatever it is. But the essence is essentially the same. Can you believe how awesome God is? And how amazing is it that I see through the eyes of faith? And he says that a lot. He's an artist. He's a visual person. So to have new eyes is the way he talks about it. I got a text a couple weeks ago that said, man, God is kicking butt with the sunrise this morning. That's that kind of thing. You know, which helps me to be thankful for things that I don't always see. That's what I think Jim has helped me, and I'm grateful to him for. And thought maybe it might be helpful to you as well today to stop and give thanks for a perspective of way of looking at the world that comes through faith. The gift of faith itself that we can be thankful for, which is not a given, but comes at great cost to us through God's grace in Jesus. And the eyes of faith that we can be given and are given when we choose to let God love us. So let's stop for just a second. Let's pray together and let's give thanks, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. God, we give you thanks. As we look around our lives, there are signs of your goodness and your grace. Even in the broken parts of our lives, your grace seeps into the cracks and permeates our lives. We're thankful for your kingdom breaking forth all around us, even in and especially in the darkest of places. We're thankful for the hope that we have in Christ, the courage that can well up in us when we see you at work and decide to join you. We're thankful for the joy that comes when we are able to see the world as it truly is, through the lens of your death and resurrection, your life overcoming death in every way. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, our next story is from Tim and Chelsea Kickert. And earlier this year, they shared their story, their plan to enter into an adoption of their third child. And when the church got wind of that, everybody sort of jumped in, and this really great, wonderful thing happened. And they just were, at the time, were so grateful that I thought it might be a chance for us to come back and hear their story again and to hear their gratitude and kind of be reminded of God's provision in our lives. And then like with the other story, with Jim's story, I have the rest of the story after we watch this. So let's watch together.
200. Hey, Broadway family, my name's Chelsea Kickert.
And I'm Tim Kickert.
And this is our adoption story.
Chelsea and I have been together for half of our lives, actually started dating when we were 15 years old in high school. We've been members of Broadway and married for nearly 9 years. We have two beautiful boys. Reed is 4 years old and Jude is 2 years old. And adoption has been on our hearts for a long time. Actually, it's been on our hearts and we felt a calling to adopt even prior to having biological children. In January of this year, we started the adoption process to adopt an orphan child from China. And we know that growing our family from 4 to 5 could potentially give us some more gray hairs and some more sleepless nights, but we're very, very excited to continue with the journey, and we're very excited to see what God has planned for us.
Adoption is an expensive endeavor, and our estimated costs are around $30,000. Tim and I, because this is a calling for us, we started an adoption savings account years ago. So in January, we started this process with a small amount saved, nowhere near $30,000. But we knew God would get us there. We did not realize God would get us there in 4 months. It's been amazing. It's been record-setting. We have received money through 2 different fundraisers, through the Broadway Adoption Committee. We've received a grant through the church and also from an anonymous donor at Broadway. Pastor Adam gave me the phone call on my way home from work and told me the good news about the anonymous donor. And I was crying and driving, and I said, "This is dangerous. We shouldn't be talking on the phone right now." So I think he's learned not to deliver news like that while someone's behind the wheel. But it's just been an amazing experience. 2 weeks ago, we had our Blaze Pizza fundraiser night. We had church members, family members, friends lined up out the door from 5 to 7 o'clock at night. I was walking around hugging and kissing and thanking, and people were sliding checks in my scrub pockets. I mean, it was just an amazing night. God has been here every step of the way. He has brought us from very little to fully funded in such a short time. Over two-thirds of our adoption costs have been given by you guys, by friends, family, church members, co-workers. We cannot be more grateful. We are so excited and humbled and just honored that you are on this journey with us and that you have provided in such a big way. And God's generosity has truly shown through the people of Broadway, through you guys. So we just want to say that we love you and we thank you very much.
Thank you, Broadway.
And I feel like I need to make a disclaimer that I didn't actually know that she was driving when I delivered that news. I did know that she was kind of having a hard time keeping it together. And then she said, I shouldn't be driving. And I said, no, you shouldn't. Pull over. But a little bit of the rest of the story with the Kickerts has to do with Chelsea's family and her mom. Her mom was diagnosed with cancer several years ago. And about a year and a half ago, passed away. She was around 60 years old. And Chelsea, having 2 kids at home, was grieving, and she was praying, and she describes asking God questions like, "What do I do now, and how do I move forward?" And through a long process, it wasn't overnight, she felt like God was talking to her. And it had to do with the depth of the loss that she felt, because her mom was a great mom. And she felt like God was saying to her, you have a great example of what a mom, with God's help, can be like. And she felt like God was calling her to be a mom of a child who didn't have a mom. And so that's what really triggered them moving forward in their adoption. On October 31st, on Halloween, they got a call. They happened to all be in the car together and got a call. And so here again, this is a little bit of a theme you're going to hear today of talking on the phone while you're in the car. So just a disclaimer, law enforcement friends, we don't encourage that. And they got a call of the referral of their son in China, and he was 21 months old at the time. And I think we have a picture of Miles Kickert, who will hopefully come home in January. His birthday is January 23rd. And so one of the things they asked us to pray about is that they could be with him on his birthday, whether he's all the way home or whether they're there with him in China. They hope he doesn't have another birthday without them. And so we want to celebrate that, and that's sort of a little bit of the update. We asked how we could pray for them, and they said to pray for safe travel, obviously, because they're going to leave their two current boys at home. And for safe checkup, a good checkup when they get back at Vanderbilt. And also they said you can always bring food, and then gave us their address, actually. But we have a thing called Broadway Babies, so you don't have to ask for that around here. We just do that naturally. So when they come home, if you want to give them a meal, you'll have the opportunity to sign up to do that. And by the way, we have babies being born all the time. And a new dad sitting right over here. And we do that all the time. We have meals for families all the time, and you can sign up through our website for that. So, this is a story of God providing, God working even through grief and through loss, and another real story, which is an example of what I hope happens when we come together, which is we kind of put away the facades and pretending and acting like we have it together, and are just real. I think God meets us there. So let's give Thanksgiving today from that place as a congregation and as individuals, from that real place of both our questions and our answers, our faith and our doubt, our joy, but also our grief, or just kind of wherever you find yourself this morning. I like the chance to do that in worship, because it makes Thanksgiving more than just the sort of surface level thing that it can be. And that's why we're focusing today on gratitude, so that we can be real before God and give thanks in that way. So let's do that. Let's pray together. God, we give you thanks for your work in our lives, in the highest of highs and lowest of lows. Scripture says you are there. We couldn't outrun you. There's nowhere to hide from you. You never leave us or forsake us. And your abundance is available to every single person, without exception. You have things for us. You have a calling for each one of us. You have purpose for each of us. And we hear that sometimes through the highest of highs, but we also hear it very often in the lowest of lows. So would you meet us each where we are, and we give you thanks for the faith that we have that you will do exactly that. And we give you thanks for your presence in this moment, which creates endless possibility. We give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, one last story. This story we captured this Monday, actually, as we were getting ready for Thanksgiving. This is a story from the Knuckles family, who's here this morning at 9:30. And Stephanie and David Knuckles found Broadway when they brought their daughter McKenna to the ELC. And then earlier this year, their son, their young son, David, was diagnosed with cancer. And Stephanie Knuckles came to Jenny, actually, in the ELC a few weeks ago and said they really, really wanted to say thanks to the congregation for just the small ways that we have walked alongside them through their cancer journey, and a little bit of an update of what's going on with them. We share this recognizing that cancer is a reality in a lot of people's lives. It's been a reality. Jenny's a childhood cancer survivor. There are people among us fighting cancer. So we share this story as just one example of walking along aside a family that's going through that cancer and through what comes with it. And I want to hear their update. So let's watch together.
Tell me a little bit about how you got to Broadway.
It was about 4 years ago, and I was working, I'm going to have to give that credit to Philip Freeman, and he was working with me at the time, and I was looking for a place to take my daughter for school, just a couple days a week to get the socialization and things. He was like, oh, you know, I go to Broadway United Methodist Church. They've got this ELC program. It's amazing. So I filled out an application early, and luckily I was able to get a spot at the ELC. And ever since, I've just loved the ELC family. And then we started becoming members of the church as well. So baby David was 8 months old when we first kind of started seeing some signs, and we didn't wait very long at all. David's diagnosis was a differential rhabdoid-like sarcoma. A sarcoma is a cancer of the soft tissue, and it was on his right buttocks, and it went around into his right iliac crest. The prognosis was to do an intensive round, 6 rounds of chemotherapy, and then quite possibly radiation. But they also told us there's a good possibility that we would have to amputate his leg off all the way up to his hip. His treatment we did at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital. It was 6 different treatments every 4 weeks. 4 to 5 weeks, and we had to do it inpatient because he was so small and they needed to keep a very close eye on him. So it's not like you could just go in like some older kids do, get the chemo, and then leave that day. We were there, I think our longest stay was 13 to 14 days at one time. Then we went to Cincinnati Children's Hospital for 36 rounds of pencil beaming proton therapy radiation. I knew that there was nothing else that was gonna be able to help him besides God and prayer. Honestly, in my heart, that's what I felt in my heart. It's changed me dramatically and me as a person, our family drastically. The way I think about things, the small things don't even matter anymore. It's really brought my faith back, and I love coming to church here. We've recently got new news. We had to wait 6 weeks after his pencil beaming proton therapy radiation to do his scans over again. He has to have a CT scan, an MRI, and a PET scan. CT scan was clear, which was good news, because rhabdoid tumors like to come back in the lungs. So that was very good to hear, but I was really mainly concerned about the MRI scan. The doctor was having problems on the computer that day and sent us home and said that he would call us as soon as he had those results. No longer than 30 minutes on the road on our way home from Nashville, he calls, and I'll never forget this in my life. He calls and I answer my phone while driving, and I hear him screaming and laughing, and I'm, you know, sitting there like, hello, you know, this is, and he was like, we see nothing. And I said, what do you mean you see nothing? And he said, I'm sitting here with the radiologist, and the MRI results show nothing. And then I just started bawling. And then we had a big screaming fest in the van, and the baby even screamed. And my mom was with me at the time, and McKenna, and we were all, woo, screaming in the van. And we let the doctor go, and So that's where we're at right now. I just wanted to thank everybody, from my family to all of you guys. Thank you for all the prayers, because I don't think that it would have happened without all the prayers. Truly, I really don't. And I want to show people that are maybe having a hard time now that God does work in mysterious ways. I try to think of the positives as what has came out, but you guys have been here for us even more than you even know, even more than the gift cards that you've given and different things like that to help with gas and food when we were in Cincinnati and on the road back and forth to Vanderbilt. It's not even about that. I came just to thank you so much for all the prayers for our family, because I think that's what did it.
Oh, yeah. Stephanie, where are you out there? Can you wave at me? Oh, there you go. Stand up with baby David back there. We just want to show our love to you guys. David, there you are. Yeah. And of course, those prayers that you've thanked us for are the very thing that we want to keep up. We know that you continue to journey, and we want to be alongside you with that, whatever comes. That we didn't share in the video, that they did take his port out, which is a sign of anybody who's battled cancer knows that's a great sign of hope. And we're just going to come alongside you all and continue to do so. And thank you for the chance to be part of a family. You know, every single week we say, put on those prayer cards or the communication sheet, things that we can pray for. And every single week, pastors and lay people pray over whatever we have going. And we've been the recipient of that lately as our kids have had surgery this year. There's just nothing quite like being part of a family that loves and supports you. As Pastor Lewis said, we may not have the same last name, but we are family. And I'm grateful for that. And I know so many of you are as well. And we just want to get in touch with that. We want to be thankful. I have to sort of say before I move on that Stephanie mentioned Philip Freeman in that video, and we joked with Philip. That was the first time, where are you, Philip? First time he'd been mentioned in a positive light in church, so we want to celebrate that as well. Philip leads in our men's ministry, and you just kind of, that's just part of the deal, Philip, right? You signed up for it, you get a hard time. But let's thank God for his goodness to us and for being part of the body of Christ as we prepare for communion. Let's pray together. God, we're thankful for your goodness to us, and we know that in the good news, we have much to celebrate. So often we focus on the bad news, and it can overwhelm us at times. But you are the God of good news. The good news that is breaking forth in the world through Jesus. And so we celebrate how we are a part of his body in the world. And we're thankful for that we are a part of that. And lift our lives to you, even now, in thanksgiving, in response to the giving of Jesus to us. And we pray this in his name. Amen.